Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, High Country Rec Vee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Thursday edition of Q&A. We're going to have a really entertaining and informative chat for you today because we're going to start out talking about Arizona Serve with Sarah Haber, and she's bringing along Jesus Gutierrez from Stepping Stones because the Martin Luther King National Day of Service is just around the corner, and they'll be talking about that because Sarah and Arizona Serve and Jesus and Stepping Stones do so many good things for the community. They are the very picture of what it means to serve your community. And then after the a rather early news break, our local news and weather break coming at about 20 minutes after the hour, you will hear my review of my interview I did back around Memorial Day weekend, because that's a big, big barbecue weekend. And we know there are a lot of backyard chefs who are listening. So I'm going to repeat the interview I did with the authors of three terrific backyard barbecue chef books about how to buy the right kind of equipment and how to grill, cook, sear, the whole thing. How to barbecue, basically, because we know a lot of people, when they have out-of-town relatives and friends coming in for the holidays, they're going to cook, they're going to bake, they're going to barbecue, and they're going to grill. Well, we have the perfect way for you to learn how to do that the best way possible, and I am just betting there are some people on your Christmas gift list who would kill to have these barbecue and grilling books. So you'll be hearing that around the bottom of the hour today. We also want to remind you about Acker Night coming up tomorrow. This is the 31st annual Acker Musical Showcase. You may have heard my interview yesterday with Scott O'Neill. He and his band will be performing at the Elks Theater, three sets tomorrow evening, so you don't want to miss that. Also, Link, Elliot, and I will be calling in on our sister station, The Mix 106 KPPV, three or four times per hour between 5 and 8. We'll be calling in from Elgato Azul. I'll be calling in also from Carmela's Italian Restaurant, This Dude's Food, Travis Bard Legacy Real Estate Network, and Link will be calling in from the Western Heritage Museum, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. We've got a whole list of cool places to call in from tomorrow evening during Acker Night, and we hope to see you down there. So stay tuned, because we've got Sarah Haber and Jesus Gutierrez coming in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Vee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Hello, this is Teresa Brusso, principal at Granite Mountain School. Did you know in Arizona you can choose to keep your tax dollars local? You have the opportunity to invest in our children. Give up to $200 as an individual and up to $400 as a couple. When you give that investment to Prescott Unified School District, you'll receive that money back. This is an easy way to help our schools, enrich our programs, and help children in our community by keeping tax money local. Please go online to PrescottSchools.com and donate today. With your support, we continue to serve every child every day.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. the Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, national dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor. For more information, limits may apply. Visit mbvans.com.
December is Cat Lovers Month. Kachina Animal Hospital reminds you that keeping your cats indoors is the best way to prevent exposure to feline leukemia. Unfortunately, there is no cure for this disease, therefore prevention is key. Testing and vaccination for the virus are the most effective ways to keep your cat infection-free. To help their clients care for their cats, Kachina Animal Hospital is offering a 20% discount off a feline leukemia test and vaccine during the month of December. To schedule an appointment, call 772-8225 or online at kachinaanimalhospital.com.
Christmas at Sally B's Cafe is so special, it's 4 days of food. Starting Saturday, December 21st, and all the way to Christmas Eve at 7 p.m., Sally B's has two Christmas dinner specials every day. Traditional turkey dinner and slow-roasted prime rib dinner, both with all the trimmings and desserts starting at just $14.99. Open Christmas Eve till 7 p.m. and closed Christmas Day. And the regular menu is always available. Merry Christmas from everyone at Sally B's Cafe, next to Safeway in Prescott Valley. Homemade holiday dinners at Sally B's.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, we all know this is a community built very largely on a lot of people who do a lot of great things for our community. We've had chapter and verse stories of people who moved here thinking they were going to retire, and then they find themselves taking on a whole new level of a labor of love, helping the community. Well, we have two organizations here represented by Sarah Haber and Jesus Gutierrez, who are just terrific at helping our area. First of all, Sarah Haber, you've been on this show a few times now with Arizona Serve and AmeriCorps Vista, right?
That is correct.
And also Jesus Gutierrez, you've been on the show before, haven't you?
I have a couple times.
I thought so, yeah. You're with Stepping Stones. Of course, they have a new, larger facility, which is great to hear about. We're going to start by asking Sarah, for those not familiar with Arizona Serve, what that is all about.
Yeah, so Arizona Serve is an AmeriCorps program of Prescott College. Mm-hmm. And we are an intermediary organization that helps connect individuals who are interested in becoming AmeriCorps members with our open AmeriCorps positions that are here in Yavapai and mm-hmm. as well as Pima County.
Mm-hmm. And you're here on behalf of, I believe, the Martin Luther King National Day of Service, right?
Yes, that's correct.
And what does that involve?
So every year, members of National Service always participate in a Martin Luther King Jr. National Day of Service project. Mm-hmm. And so this year, our members are going to be participating in several different service projects that are going to take place in Prescott, Prescott Valley, and Chino Valley, much like we did last year. And one of our partners that we will be working with again this year happens to be Stepping Stones.
Mm-hmm. And we're all very familiar locally with Stepping Stones. For those who are not or have not been to Stepping Stones, Jesus, tell us what Stepping Stones is all about.
Sure. Well, first off, I want to thank you for having me. Mm-hmm. Well, a little bit about Stepping Stones. We've been around since 1980. We offer 24/7, 365 advocacy services. So that could be our safe shelter, calling our 24/7 helpline, and just sitting down and talking with an advocate. We've been around since 1980, and luckily to keep those doors running, we've had our thrift stores mm-hmm. all around town. So that's where a lot of people in the community know us from. But it's nice knowing that we help, whether you're a man, woman, families, children, we're there, and we definitely do our best to help them get over that hump and definitely get what they need.
I'm really glad you mentioned all those humanitarian services that Stepping Stones provides, because too many people around town know you only for the thrift store, correct?
Right, yeah, and it's tough sometimes, but I think we're doing our best.
Yeah.
We've been around for so long, and luckily we have a lot of volunteers all around the county, from attorneys to professors helping with GED programs, mm-hmm. and regular Joes like us that just give our time, whether it's at the shelter or the thrift store.
And tell us some of of the organizations locally you've partnered with?
We've partnered with PrintPAC. Another one would be Cable One, Prescott Meals on Wheels. There's Boys and Girls Club. There's just too many to mm-hmm. say, really.
And I believe, too, Prescott Area Shelter Services. Hi, Katie. Hi, Carmen. and of course, Prescott Habitat for Humanity.
Correct.
Hello, Alice. We have friends all over the nonprofit and the charity community. So you've got a very special service project coming up. Sarah, tell us about that.
So, Stepping Stones Agencies, Prescott Area Shelter Services, GEM Environmental, Sonoran Prevention Works, Prescott Habitat for Humanity, Horses with Heart, and the Prescott Unified School District.
Mm-hmm.
And so our project that is actually with Stepping Stones, our volunteers are going to be going to the different thrift store locations and helping to sort those donations.
Mm-hmm. And when those what kinds of donations are you most in need of this time of year?
Right now, it would definitely be everything on our wish list. You could go online or you could come into any of our thrift stores mm-hmm. or the administration office and ask for it. A lot of it is really paper products, laundry detergent, twin size sheets for the beds, blankets, things like that. As you can imagine, we get about 20 families coming into the shelter. This season, it's tough for a lot of families.
Yeah, and this area, because of Money Magazine and tourist guides and things like this, a lot of people think that the northern Arizona area, as great as it is to retire here, they consider it a retirement mecca. But not everybody here is well off, are they?
No, unfortunately not. Here at Stepping Stones, we support victims of domestic violence.
Mm-hmm.
We're lucky to know and partner with a lot of our friends, like you had brought up Pass, that whoever does call or reaches out to us at Stepping Stones, our advocates are trained to find a name and a number to help them, to get them where they need to go.
Mm-hmm. I had Katie Norris from Pass on here about 2 weeks ago, and like you said, you know, what your members need. I asked her, what are you most in need of? And she said, think about your daily shopping list. We need that stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's mostly everyday things, right?
Right. Yeah, a lot of it, like I said, it's toilet paper, paper towels,
mm-hmm.
Really blankets. The weather's getting cold. It's
yeah.
getting rough out there.
Sure.
So definitely blankets and sheets to keep warm during
mm-hmm.
that winter.
Sarah, how did you first get involved with Arizona Serve and AmeriCorps?
So I actually relocated to Prescott 2 years ago from New York, and mm-hmm. I served as a VISTA volunteer. And I did that for about 2 years. And then about 3 months ago, I actually got offered a position with Arizona Serve as an actual staff member. So I have now relocated down to Tucson, Arizona, and mm-hmm. filling the role as the communication and events coordinator.
Were you in New York City?
I grew up about 45 minutes north of New York City.
What do you miss about that?
Oh, boy. Probably, like, the bagels.
Oh, man. Dogs on the corner or anything?
No, I would say the bagels.
The bagels. There you go. And Jesus, what first got you involved with Stepping Stones?
Well, I loved what we did. Mm-hmm. I love the mission. I love the philosophy and the values. I came from out of town, and I was visiting a friend of mine. And when I walked into the thrift store and read what we did, I fell in love with it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I applied. I love working with every volunteer that comes in through our doors, even just being at the thrift stores and helping others support our shelter. It's nice knowing that whether you buy a refrigerator, some clothes, a couch, whatever at our thrift stores, 100% of the proceeds
yeah.
stay local. And that's one thing that I pride myself with
sure.
every day.
My first year serving, I got connected with Jesus and Stepping Stones agencies. And last year when we were putting together this MLK Day of Service, I thought of their organization as a really great organization for our members to then get more connected with and learn more about. And I knew that Jesus worked really hard there. And I think it turned out to be a really good project.
You know, as the station's movie critic, I can't go more than 30 minutes without a movie reference. So I have to mention, coming up next Saturday morning, the 21st at 10 o'clock, the Harkins Theater here is going to run the movie It's a Wonderful Life, which, of course, makes everyone cry at the end. And the reason the tears flow is because of a line, a man or woman who has friends is rich indeed. How does it feel when people come to Stepping Stones and you have the things they need just to get through the day? That's got to make you feel wonderful.
It's amazing. I mean, it's coming to this community, everyone's been so friendly, so welcoming, and I think that's why I definitely jumped in and wanted to get to know everyone, wanted to know what resources there are. And, I mean, everybody that walks in through the doors at Stepping Stones, I make them feel like they're family.
Yeah.
They're welcome.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah. And, you know, anybody who goes over to the shopping mall where there's the deli and liquor store. I can't remember the name of it.
Park and Deli.
Liquor Deli.
Yeah.
The Liquor Deli.
There you are. Well, anyway, Nick's Feed Your Face is over there, and they're involved with you guys and with True Value, aren't they?
Yep.
So they are actually our sponsors for this year, so a big thank you to them. True Value has donated a lot of the supplies specifically for our Prescott Area Shelter Services project, and Nick's Feed Your Face will be providing our lunches for our volunteers that day.
What a great name for a lunch place. Nick's Feed Your Face. I love that. And tell us about the march at Prescott College. When and where do they meet?
Yes. So the march will kick off at 10 a.m. So people will meet at Prescott College.
And that was on what date?
That is January 20th. 2020. And after the march, everybody will gather at Prescott United Methodist Church, and there will be a celebration. And then starting at 1 p.m. is when our service projects will kick off for the day.
And tell us how our listeners can learn more about both Arizona Serve and AmeriCorps and Jesus, how people can learn more about Stepping Stones. Is there a phone number, web pages we can go to?
Sure. So page Arizona Serve. You can visit our website, arizonaserve.org, or email me, shaber@arizonaserve.org, and I would be happy to pass that information along.
Jesus?
Yeah, and if you're looking to volunteer regularly with us at Stepping Stones, you could go online at steppingstonesaz.org, or you could call me at the office at 928-772-4184. Or you could just stop on by the thrift store, let them know you're here to talk to me, and I'll come on by.
And we appreciate all you do for the community. Jesus Gutierrez, Stepping Stones, Sarah Haber, Arizona Serve, thank you so much for joining us for such a good cause during the holiday season. Stay tuned because we're going to check of state and local news and weather, and then we're going to talk barbecue because I know there are people on your Christmas shopping list who are wanting good barbecue books and maybe even grill for the friends coming over for the holidays. That's coming up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at KQNA.com. Don't go away.
Tis the season for savings all through the land with up to 42% off the 2019 Buick Encore at Finley Buick in Prescott. Spacious storage and flexible seating for up to five. A contemporary interior complemented with modern technology and nimble maneuverability and turbocharged engine.
Encore empowers you to carve your own path.
Save over $12,000 off MSRP and get your Finley Buick price of only $16,780. That's 42% off.
Or lease for only $189 a month.
Buick is Kelley Blue Book's best value luxury brand, and we guarantee to better any Arizona Buick dealer's price by $500 on the same make, model, equipment, and year. Get the highest expressions of Buick luxury and up to 42% off MSRP. Finley Buick in Prescott and at FinleyBuickGMC.com, the local dealership that supports your community. Buick, experience worry-free luxury.
On approved credit, must finance through GM Financial plus tax title license and 495 doc fees. Stock number B43644. Lease for 39 months, 10,000 miles per year with $39.95 Buick signing.
Start it up. Keep it up. That's the way the world works. So when you just need it to work, Batteries Plus Bulbs backs you up with your neighborhood's largest selection of Batteries Plus Bulbs. Plus phone repair to do everything we can to power your cars, phones, and everything in between. Finding and fixing with the know-how you need right now. Broken screen? Dead battery? Batteries Plus Bulbs can fix that. Screens repaired and batteries replaced. Learn more at batteriesplus.com.
Get a good start to your holidays with the Verde Valley Voices Christmas Concert. Every song to feel good about the season, from pop to classical. The holidays are just not the same without a musical celebration, so join us Sunday, December 15th at 3 p.m. at Immaculate Conception Church on 89A. You can buy your tickets in advance at the Chamber of Commerce, Desert Dancer, and Mount Hope Foods in Cottonwood, Sedona Nitwits, Thanks a Latte, and Style Up Salon in Camp Verde. Tickets are $10 each. Children 12 and under are free. Come and join us for a magical, wonderful start to the holidays.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, I want to remind you once again about the wonders of Akronite, the Akron Musical Showcase. Go to akronite.com to get a look at all of the shuttles that are running back and forth from downtown Prescott. And you can also park outside of our friend Augie's. Augie's, the place to dine on Highway 69. They will have entertainment outside Augie's. Also, they will have a shuttle running, I believe, from 5 to 9 p.m. tomorrow evening. That will lessen the traffic load for you when you get downtown. But by the way, Akronite, of course, is all about the musical showcase to establish musical scholarships. So if you're going to visit these places offering free entertainment, opening their doors late to showcase these performers, please be very, very generous and look for those tip bags. You will not regret it. You'll be doing a lot of good for a lot of talented people in this area. And tune in tomorrow evening from 5 to 8 on our sister station, The Mix 106, The Mix 106 KPPV, as a link. Link Elliott and I will be calling in about every 10 or 12 minutes with an update on where we are on Akronite. That's coming away, and stay tuned now for news and weather, followed by barbecue talk on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live at KQNA.com.
James Roush here of Wallaca Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallaca Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallaca Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
We are your top quality CBD and 100% ultra clear emu oil source right here at the Prescott Gateway Mall next to the food court.
We're the husband and wife team here at Addicted to Deals. Let's face it, CBD is everywhere, but ours is third party lab tested, top quality, and will fit your budget. At Addicted to Deals, we have hundreds of other items like makeup, metal signs, amethyst, and so much more at bargain prices.
Addicted to Deals, your trusted CBD source.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A your choice for your Thursday the 12th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Wallach and Volk.
Mesa police have arrested 17 men in an undercover operation targeting the demand for sex crimes and human trafficking. Detective Nick Brashita says Operation Naughty resulted in the arrest of suspects ranging in age from 26 to 80.
We had officers and undercover detectives who were contacted by suspects who were soliciting and then trying to broker deals for sex acts. Anytime an operation like this is put together, there will always be folks that come in for the investigative part who start engaging with us for illegal sex acts.
Sunny today through Saturday, cloudy with a 20% chance of rain or snow Sunday morning, clearing to sunny highs near 57 today and tomorrow, 55 Saturday, only 45 Sunday and Monday in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, chilling overnight to a mostly clear 34. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, a sunny high near 62 today, chilling after bedtime to a mostly clear 34. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, a sunny high near 62 today, chilling after bedtime to a mostly clear 38. Then mostly sunny highs in the mid-60s. Friday and Saturday, the low to mid-50s Sunday and Monday, with scattered light Sunday morning showers. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA. Like us on Facebook and listen live worldwide at KQNA.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment on KQNA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. Well, he's been called the Julia Child of Barbecue. Stephen Reichlin has been traveling the world for decades, collecting knowledge and a massive bag of tricks. And his latest book, The Brisket Chronicles, focuses on just one cut of beef, the brisket. Mr. Reichlin, I've heard the term Renaissance man before, but how does someone go from holding a degree in French literature to studying medieval cooking in Europe to being awarded a Fulbright scholarship to going into the Barbecue Hall of Fame?
It's been a very circuitous route. But, you know, actually there is a, and if you'd asked me in college, if you told me in college I was going to wind up writing books about barbecue and brisket and making TV shows, public television TV shows on barbecue, I would have thought you were crazy. But in a funny way, it all makes sense. And I think the unifying theme is I've always been fascinated by the intersection of food and culture and history. And writing about barbecue has enabled me to pursue that passion for going on 40 years now.
Boy, that sounds like a dream job for a lot of our backyard chefs in the listening audience. Now, a lot of our backyard chefs think smoking, grilling, and barbecue is all the same thing, but you differentiate those, don't you?
I do. So grilling is kind of what you do to a hamburger or a steak. It's a quick, high-heat cooking method for tender cuts of meat. True barbecue is a low, slow, indirect method. You're cooking more like 250 degrees. You're cooking for, your cooking time is measured in hours or half days in the case of brisket rather than in minutes. And barbecue is always done with wood smoke. Okay, smoke is the essence of true barbecue. Now, when it comes to smoking, all barbecue foods are smoked, but not all smoked foods are barbecue. So think, for example, of smoked salmon or smoked cheese or more germane to the Brisket Chronicles, pastrami. These are all smoked meats, but they're not barbecue.
Now, in the Brisket Chronicles, the subtitle is How to Barbecue, Braise, Smoke, and Cure the World's Most Epic Cut of Meat. What makes the brisket so epic?
Well, first of all, there's its sheer size. A whole brisket tips the scales at about 15 to 18 pounds. So for many of us, it's the largest cut of meat we'll ever attempt to prepare at home. Second of all, its universality is absolutely mind-boggling. Brisket is central to the cuisines of Texas and Kansas City, of course, for barbecue. Turns up throughout the Spanish-speaking Caribbean. It is popular throughout Europe, where it's braised in wine in France. it's braised with onions and beer in Germany and Belgium, turns up in India. You even find it as far away as Vietnam, where brisket is the key ingredient in Vietnam's national beef noodle soup called pho.
Now, not only in your book, The Brisket Chronicles, do you differentiate between the main methods of cooking brisket, you also discuss the various equipment and techniques associated with each method.
I do, because while brisket is simple, it's easy, it's not always simple. I mean, and if you want to get into the barbecue game, you can barbecue a brisket on a kettle grill, you can do it in a water smoker, an electric smoker, a pellet grill, an offset barrel smoker. The only place you cannot barbecue a brisket is on a gas grill, I'm sorry to say. A gas grill just does not put out enough smoke. You can't run it for a low enough temperature for a long enough period of time to get true barbecued brisket on a gas grill.
And here in Arizona, where so many Korean barbecue places are popping up, your book mentions how Korean chefs start by freezing the brisket, don't they?
They do, and it's an amazing technique, and it just stands the whole knowledge of brisket cooking on its head, because, you know, common wisdom holds that you cook brisket for hours and hours and hours at low temperature. Koreans freeze the brisket. They slice it paper thin on a meat slicer, and then they direct grill it over hibachi. So you're looking at cooking time that could be as short as 30 seconds per side.
Mm-hmm. In your opinion, what's the best wood to use for smoking brisket?
Well, it sort of depends. If you are working in a Texas mode, you would use oak or mesquite. If you are kind of trying to emulate the Kansas City style, you would use hickory or applewood. The fact is that any hardwood is good for smoking brisket.
Now, your book also talks about making everything from breakfast to main dishes to sides, featuring brisket as the star of each of those, correct?
That is correct. That's another kind of fun thing that in writing this book, you know, initially you think of brisket, it's lunch, it's dinner, but there is a tradition of serving brisket for breakfast. I visited a wonderful restaurant called Valentino's in Austin, Texas, where they have a brisket breakfast taco. It's barbecued brisket, bacon, refried beans, potatoes, and fried egg on a tortilla that's warmed in brisket fat. And I want to tell you, that is a great way to get your day going.
Well, I have to confess, my favorite breakfast in the world is steak and eggs. So, now, what in your opinion?
Okay, well, I have a recipe for brisket and eggs in the book.
By the way, I just spoke to Elizabeth Carmel and about her book, Steak and Cake, in which you have an endorsement in her book. So my mouth is already watering. Now, in your opinion, what's the best way to season a brisket?
The most simple seasoning is the best. It's called a Dalmatian rub. It consists of equal parts coarse sea salt and cracked black pepper, and takes the name from the fact that it's black and white speckled like a Dalmatian. Mm-hmm. This is what all the pros use in Texas for seasoning a brisket. There are other rubs. You can get a little bit more fancy, but this is the one I keep coming back to.
Now, I keep seeing in the McCormick seasonings, Montreal seasoning. Now, that brings me to the point in your book about pastrami, corned beef, and Montreal smoked meat.
Absolutely. So, first of all, Montreal seasoning and Montreal smoked meat have nothing to do with one another.
Oh, okay.
They both originated in Montreal. But Montreal smoked meat is basically the French-Canadian version of pastrami. Like American pastrami, it's seasoned with garlic and coriander and black pepper. Like American pastrami, it is smoked and then steamed. The way it's different is that in Montreal, they don't brine the brisket first. They dry rub it, and then it is smoked. So it has a slightly different flavor. And the funny thing is, it's really starting to achieve popularity in the United States. There's a place called Fumare in Chicago that serves Montreal smoked meat. There's a deli chain that originated in Brooklyn. They're now in Manhattan and Nashville. They serve Montreal smoked meat. So it really has, it's really capturing the American palate by storm.
And how does competition brisket vary from restaurant cooked brisket?
So in competition brisket, what you're trying to do is make your brisket stand out from the other 30 briskets that might be judged that morning. So people tend to use extravagant spicing. They tend to inject the brisket with injector sauces to add a little extra moisture. Often there's a sweet glaze because, you know, we are sort of hardwired to love the combination of fat and sweet and salt. Whereas a restaurant brisket is just simply salt, pepper, and wood smoke. It's very simple. The emphasis is on the meat, not on the window dressing.
The name of the book is The Brisket Chronicles, How to Barbecue, Braise, Smoke, and Cure, the World's Most Epic Cut of Meat. The author is Stephen Reichlin. Stephen, thank you for joining us on Q&A. How can our listeners learn more about you and get a copy of your books?
Well, thank you so much. If anybody wants more information, my website is barbecuebible.com. That's BarbecueBible.com. My Facebook page is Stephen Reichlin. That's StevenRaichlin. And Instagram and Twitter are S. Reichlin. So sign up for my Up and Smoke newsletter. Lots of the latest tips on brisket barbecue and beyond.
Continued success and your publishing.
Thank you.
Well, it's time to fire up the grill. From the experts at Weber and seasoned grill master Jamie Proviance comes the book, Weber's Ultimate Grilling, a step-by-step guide to barbecue genius. It's grilling made simple with 800 color photographs illustrating each step of the 100-plus new recipes. It's a beautiful hard-covered Bible for grilling. And whether you're new to grilling or a seasoned pro, this will become your go-to book for your backyard. All you need to do is look and cook. Readers can follow any recipe in the book by glancing at the detailed step-by-step visuals, making this the first grilling book of its kind and a soon-to-be backyard staple. It makes it simple for beginners and experts alike to grill anything to perfection. From the ultimate porterhouse steak, the best American burger, show-stopping chicken, succulent shrimp skewers, beautifully charred corn on the cob, and luscious desserts. Jamie Proviance has been Weber's master griller and teacher for 20 years. He creates innovative yet accessible and always delicious foolproof recipes. Readers will master the four T's of grilling. How to make the best ever roast turkey and luscious pan gravy right there on the grill. Essential techniques and variations for cedar plank salmon. Hosting a seafood fiesta with amazing fish tacos. How to roast an entire head of cauliflower and serve it with an India chutney. Discovering simple, brilliant ideas for a wide variety of toppings for grilled baked potatoes, how to grill peaches and other stone fruits to make a number of quick desserts, and creating a stunning banana bread pudding with croissants and chocolate. Jamie Proviance, after graduating from Stanford, taught English in California, then Indonesia. It was in Asia he developed a full-blown obsession with outdoor cooking that put smoke in his veins and led him to chef school. He graduated from the Culinary Institute of America with high honors and launched a food career that has included New York Times best-selling cookbooks and recognition from the James Beard Awards. So, Jamie, I have to ask you, how did you stumble upon this book after only 20 years as Weber's Grillmaster?
Well, through those 20 years, I have learned from people using my books and taking classes that there's nothing like seeing it in action for learning. So the goal with this book was to show people as clearly as possible how to do every step of every recipe. So we've packed it now with 750 plus photographs. So that means you can see exactly, you know, how to set up the fire, how to prep the food, when to turn the food, when to take it off, when it's done. I'm sorry to say it took me 20 years to figure that out, but finally figured it out and delivered it here in this book.
So the name Weber is so synonymous, not only with barbecuing and grilling, but also with equipment, with seasonings in the spice aisle in the grocery store. And your book offers what you call flavor bomb variations. Describe that.
Flavor bomb variations are just fun, easy ways of mixing up some of your favorite foods. So let's say that you happen to love ribeye steak. I love a great ribeye steak. I've got a classic recipe for how to do it with a mushroom and pancetta topping. Really, really good. But you don't want to have that necessarily every week, so I give four variations. And the variations are meant to be very short, very easy to do. Examples being like blue cheese crumbles with tarragon, a little bit of of lemon zest. Just drop that or bomb that on top of the ribeye, and you just got a totally different experience. Another one is a corn and black bean salsa. Another one is a hoisin ginger sauce with a little bit of sesame that you just drizzle over there and some scallions. So it's just a way of very quickly mixing up your favorite foods for variety's sake.
Now, you graduated from Stanford. You taught English in California. What did being in Indonesia do that turned you with an obsession with outdoor cooking?
It did a lot. Because in Indonesia, a lot of families use the outdoors as their main kitchen area, and they cook over a live fire, everything, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So I was living with I had a cook as part of my job as a teacher over there, and she taught me a lot about how to work the coals to create all different kinds of effects, and I was just fascinated by it. I didn't know anything about that. I'd grown up in a very traditional, you know, New Jersey household where we just did hot dogs and hamburgers. She just opened up my world. So when I got back to the States, I went to the Culinary Institute of America, and then I started working with Weber, and that's the short story. We don't have time for the long one.
Sure. So when it comes to super tender meats, you teach us the hows and whys of the reverse sear technique.
That's a good one. Yeah, that's one of 250 techniques in this book. It is the reverse of what most people do for a steak, which is fine. The traditional method is to sear it first, and then maybe just take it off the grill, or maybe let it finish over indirect heat for a few minutes. The reverse sear means you start over indirect heat, so very low indirect heat with the lid closed, and you're kind of slow roasting the steak until it gets up to an internal temperature around 100 degrees. Then you crank up the heat of the grill, and you finish the steak just for a minute or so on each side. The advantage of that is that you are a lot less likely to overcook the top and the bottom of the steak, so that when you cut into it, you get this giant swath of rosy red meat, as opposed to what sometimes happens with the traditional searing technique where you overcook the top and the bottom so you get some gray meat in there. So the reverse sear is a cool technique to try if you like a lot of rosy red meat.
Mm-hmm. Now, when it comes to grilling or barbecuing, you have to pay attention, you say, to the four T's, and they are?
They are temperature, timing, techniques, and tools. So that's my short checklist for what to pay attention to most with any recipe, whether you're doing salmon fillets or flank steak or bananas. I mean, really, you just need to know what the temperature is of the grill. What is it, low, medium, or high? You know, what is the timing? Is this a 5-minute process or a 15-minute process? Big difference. You know, you need to know what the technique is. Are you using direct heat, indirect heat? Maybe you're cooking with a plank. Maybe you're doing a rotisserie. Maybe you're cooking in the coals, but you gotta have a handle on that technique. And then the last thing is you gotta, of course, have the right tools to do it so that, you know, you're successful in the end.
And you also show it is possible to grill corn right in the burning embers without burning it. True?
True, absolutely true. Yeah, the technique there is that you take the ears of corn unhusked, so they're still got that papery husk on the outside. You soak those in water, so the husk absorbs some of that. And then when you drop those down on the hot embers, the water turns to steam, and that's what's really cooking the corn. A little bit of the smokiness of the fire gets into the kernels as well, and that's really great. Typically, the husks do burn, as you might imagine, but then, of course, you just peel away the husks, and you slather on some fabulous, you know, seasoned butter and cheese and whatnot, and, you know, you're a hero in your own backyard. People love the technique because it's so cool to see it in the fire, and then when they taste it, they think, wow, this is spectacular.
And not only do you, of course, barbecue or grill your main course, you show how to grill peaches and other stone fruits for dessert.
I do. I think that's an underappreciated area of grilling, grilling fruit and all kinds of desserts. I've got a peach and blueberry cobbler, which is very simple to do in a pan over indirect heat. Grilled pineapple directly over the fire on skewers with a little bit of a fresh blackberry sauce and some toasted nuts is wonderful. I do a banana and chocolate bread pudding with croissants in place of the typical bread. That's really delicious. And I think it's fun to just finish the meal that way and be able to know and to say, hey, I did this entire thing, like maybe three courses, appetizer, main course, and dessert entirely on the grill. That, to me, is sort of the definition of ultimate grilling.
And how do our listeners get a copy of Weber's Ultimate Grilling, a step-by-step guide to barbecue genius?
Well, you can certainly find it online at Weber.com, or you can get it in all the big stores. If you want to try some sample recipes, you can go to my website, which is jamieprovience.com, and you can see a variety of things to try. So that's probably the best way to start.
We'd also like to send a thank you to that family in Indonesia that set you on this path. We thank you for joining us today on Q&A. Continued success in your publishing.
Hey, well, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Simply put, steak and cake are just made for each other. And North Carolina native Elizabeth Carmel is a nationally respected authority on grilling, barbecue, and southern food. With her new book, Steak and Cake, she pairs each steak recipe with a matching cake. And cooks will have fun mixing and matching their favorite steak preparation with their favorite cakes. Well, just imagine. Now, Elizabeth, you're known as a nationally acclaimed grilling and barbecue expert. Tell us about your journey.
Yes. Well, you know what happened is I grew up in North Carolina, and I moved away, and I realized that if I was only going to have North Carolina-style pulled pork more than once or twice a year, I was going to have to teach myself how to make it. And I did that, and along the way, I just absolutely fell in love with all kinds of outdoor cooking, grilling and barbecue. And when you love something, you want to learn everything you possibly can about it. I set out to learn everything I could, and then when people didn't have answers to my questions, I actually created my own techniques to help other people. And one of my techniques that I created, I call it the grilling trilogy, but basically, if you know the difference between direct and indirect heat and when to use it, All you need to make great tasting food is olive oil, salt, and pepper, and that is never truer than it is with steak.
Now, with all this research, how'd you come to write a cookbook about steak and cake?
I wrote a book about steak and cake very organically. This cookbook grew out of a class that I used to teach to home cooks at a cooking school in New York City called the Institute of Culinary Education. It was a recreational class, and it was on Saturday night. And so I thought to myself, what kind of class should I teach where people are going to have a great Saturday night experience and take home a few tips and tricks? And I thought, you know what? Steak and cake. Everybody loves steak and cake.
Sure.
And so to me, it made instant sense, and it was a big, big, big success. And the thing that really struck me is people would come into this class, which was a hands-on class, really anxious, really nervous, and after 4 hours of making their own steak and baking their own cake, which they didn't think they'd be able to do, they literally were walking taller, all smiles, sending me pictures of what they were making at home, and I thought to myself, I have to turn this into a book.
Now, in your book, you have recipes such as a cowboy steak with spirited whiskey butter, followed by a whiskey buttermilk bundt cake. You've also got a chocolate layer cake with cocoa frangelico frosting paired with a prime New York strip with crunchy roasted and fried rosemary potatoes, not to mention a grilled tenderloin topped with horseradish cream, served with a crisp custardy Yorkshire pudding with a classic key lime cheesecake with a pecan and graham cracker crust. This sounds like a great idea to get the whole neighborhood together in your backyard.
You know what? Steak and cake is an instant dinner party, and this book is your guide to how to entertain.
Mm-hmm.
And the book has 35 steak and cake pairings, but I don't want you to be tethered to the recipes. If you look through the book and you like one steak and one cake, then that's what you should make, because taste is absolutely subjective.
Mm-hmm.
I have paired the steaks and cakes in the way that I think they go together. I also, for every steak and cake pairing, I give you three three other options for cakes and three other options for steak, because really any steak you like goes with any cake you like. But besides just the recipes that are absolutely delicious, as you know, I can't do a better job than what you just did describing them. But there is a primer in the back so that people really will learn the fundamentals of buying a steak, cooking a steak, you know, preparing a steak, and the fundamentals of baking a cake. And then they've got all the flavors so that they can either make my recipes or they can go rogue and make their own.
Does your book also include recipes or tips for making side dishes?
Yes, my book has sides. So every steak is a full steak meal, and whether that means it has a compound butter on it, like the whiskey butter, or whether it, you know, it has a side like the, you know, crispy, crunchy, roasted and fried rosemary potatoes. Everyone is a complete meal. And then in the sides chapter, I've also added some steakhouse classics like my version of cream spinach, which I call steakhouse spinach because it only has a little cream in it, and classic Caesar salad and many, many other favorite sides.
I understand there's a story behind your grandmother Odom's apple cake.
Yes, my grandmother Odom's apple cake. I'm sure everybody has, you know, a story like this. And my grandmother made an apple cake all the time, especially in the fall when apples were in season. And she had it memorized, so she just made it off the top of her head. And once she passed away, we were like, oh, my gosh, we didn't get the apple cake recipe. And we looked everywhere and couldn't find it. And my mother and I tried, you know, a dozen other apple cakes, and none of them were the same. And when I was working on this book, my mother found a recipe box from my grandmother. And there in an index card, very simply, it said apple cake. And so I made it, and we couldn't wait to taste it. And I cut a slice, and it was my grandmother Odom's apple cake. And so because I love that cake so much, I started making it a lot for friends and you know, people I had just met. And it really is the heart of this book, because it is the cake that makes non-bakers into bakers, and it is the cake that makes prickly people into nicer people. I mean, people who didn't like me at all, once I shared my grandmother's apple cake with them, all of a sudden they became my best friend. And that is a true story.
I'll be darned. Now, you're also the author of Taming the Flame, Secrets for Hot and Quick Grilling and Low and Slow Barbecue, Pizza on the Grill, 100 Feisty Fire Roasted Recipes for Pizza and More, and Soaked, Slathered, and Seasoned, A Complete Guide to Flavoring Food for the Grill. So how can our listeners learn more about you and get copies of your books, including your new book, Steak and Cake, More Than 100 Recipes to Make Any Meal a Smash Hit?
Well, I have a website. It's Elizabeth Carmel, KARMEL.com. And all of my books are sold on Amazon or, you know, in local booksellers, particularly Steak and Cake. You can find at your local bookseller. And I also have a website called Girls at the Grill. But if you go to ElizabethCarmel.com, all of my websites are, you know, are linked together. So you'll find me there. Or you can find me on Facebook and Instagram at Elizabeth Carmel, or on Twitter at Grill Girl.
Well, one of your endorsements is by Stephen Reichland, who I'll be talking to in about 1 hour.
Oh, great, great. Stephen is a good friend of mine. We've known each other for a long time.
That is great to know. We thank you for joining us today on Q&A. Continued success in your culinary and your publishing careers.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Hey, Sam. Toyota. We're getting behind here. We have letters from people who want a new Toyota and a present. How are we going to do that?
Easy. All we have to do is work on the presents. Findlay Toyota Press Kit's got the new Toyotas covered because it's Toyotathon, delivering the biggest discounts and the best financing rates of the year.
Drive a 2020 Findlay Toyota Press Kit Corolla home for the holidays. Take $1,000 customer cash back, 0.9% APR financing for up to 60 months, or lease for as low as $189 a month. And Findlay Toyota Press Kit will pay your registration on your new Toyota purchase.
You know, Santa, since Findlay Toyota Press Kit's picking up all the new car requests, he and the boys are going to start knocking off an hour early every day.
You will not.
Findlay Toyota Press Kit and FindlayToyotaPresskit.com. Now open Sundays.
Here at Findlay Toyota Press Kit, we are everybody's hometown dealer.
All offers on approved credit plus tax, title, license at $495. Dog pay. Registration maximum $500. Lease for 39 months with $19.99 due at signing.
Hey, y'all, it's Rosie.
Welcome to the broadcast.
Every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Ever wonder what kind of preparation it takes to participate in the Championship of Professional Rodeo Cowboys? We'll have some Arizona participants tell their story, talking pruning trees correctly to keep them warm in winter cold, a visit with Habitat for Humanity, and, of course, questions about your home, castle, or cabin? Always welcome.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130 KQNA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, you heard me talking about Akronite. Well, you know, the biggest contributor to Akronite is Fancy That. They sell Akronite scarves. They're $10. They go on sale at noon tomorrow. All the money goes to the Acker Musical Showcase Scholarship Fund. Fancy That is located at 124 South Granite Street. They'll be featuring the entertainment of our buddy Mick Shepherd tomorrow evening. Now, when it comes to parking for Akronite, please come downtown early. Don't forget about Uber, Lyft, and taxis. There is parking at Mile High Middle School, which has room for about 100 cars, and limited shuttle service will be provided from 5 to 9 p.m. going from Augie's in Frontier Village. That's where R.C. Blair is scheduled to perform. Additional parking available at Cowgirl Country Antiques on Montezuma Street. They have music by Treble and Bass. And don't forget, of course, about the downtown parking garage. Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro. Join me back here Monday at 2 for Q&A when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.